Three-term Assemblyperson Janet Dupree was challenged by David Kimmel and Karen Bisso in the Northern New York primary. The unofficial tally shows Dupree winning. Clinton County Republican Commissioner of Elections Greg Campbell says turnout in the rural district was slight.
It was approximately 15%. It's probably somewhat average or a little on the low side.
In Franklin County, there are 9,153 registered Republicans. And Republican Commissioner of Elections Veronica King says turnout there was low.
The turnout compared to the last two elections was better, but still under considering the amount of people that we have registered in the Republican Party. But the turnout for this election was more than the last two elections of primaries we had.
Clinton County Republican Chair Don Lee is a supporter of incumbent Janet Dupree.
As to why Janet was a little closer than probably people would have, first off, I don't think there were all that many people that voted. It was like 15% or something like that. That's really not indicative of is Janet going to do well or not do well, and she's very popular with some of the other parties, and so I expect that she'll do well again when we have our fall general election. I think a couple issues have hurt her. I mean, we know her stance on abortion and gay marriage and stuff like that, but as much as I am not in favor of that, I stand in awe and admire her character for sticking to her beliefs.
Clinton County Democratic Party Chair Marty Manick says the results were closer than he anticipated.
The primary produced an outcome that was closer than I thought it would be, and it indicates to me that Janet has some problems within her own party.
Primary challenger Karen Bisso will remain on the November ballot on the conservative line. She says the primary result is a clear signal from voters that they are unhappy with the incumbent.
If you add together my votes and David's votes together, we exceed Janet. And in fact, she doesn't even get 50% of the vote. So I do think that it's a clear message that the majority, we can now say, is not happy with our current representative.
Karen Bisso does not consider the Democrat to be a challenge, and she does not believe a three-way ballot split will be a factor in November.
Jim Carpenter is not in the race. He hasn't attended a single event. He doesn't have a website. So as far as I'm concerned, at this point, there is nobody else in the race besides Janet and myself. She has the Central Trade Union's endorsement, the Teachers Union endorsement. There are many pictures of her with people that which would be contrary to typical or traditional Republican values. And I continue to present myself as an option, which is very different from Janet.
Democrat Marty Manick believes there will be a split that will be advantageous for their assembly candidate, Tim Carpenter.
The fact that the traditional Republican vote will be fractionalized has got to be to the benefit of Tim.
Republican Don Lee does not believe a split between the Republicans and conservatives will be detrimental for Dupree.
Some of that will help the Democratic candidate, but I think there's a lot of bipartisan people that support Janet.
Republican primary challenger David Kimmel says he now plans to focus his attention on his business. Janet Dupree was unable to return calls in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.